Good morning, Glass. I am great. It's a nice morning, and I agree with you. The rain in the neighborhood the last couple days was wonderful.
It is. Plants need them. Everybody else needs them, and we're excited to have all that stuff going on and keep on growing. There's nothing wrong with any of that.
Exactly.
Your point of view from the parade was interesting on Tuesday as we saw you walk by with the Democratic Party, and you had a full gaggle of your gang there. There was almost a half a block along. You had a nice turnout for that.
We were gaggly, weren't we? And you know, it seems early because this is 2017, and there's you don't expect any candidates to be announced, but in our parade with T-shirts and signs, there was Margie Rice for prosecutor, Darcy Fawcett for judge, and Catherine Stafford for judge. And those are two different judicial seats. There are going to be three judicial seats open in 2018 due to judge retirement. So it was pretty exciting. Yeah, I love the parade, and then I love to see Mr. Inman.
I see Matt Pierce walking out there? The
oh, you sure did.
The state representative out there.
Matt was there. You know, the rest of us are like in t-shirts and cut-off shorts, and
Matt was dressed ready to go.
He was in very nice khakis and a very nice polo shirt. And Senator Stoops was there with us too, as well as John Zodi, who's the state chair of the Democratic Party. So that's always nice when he marches with his hometown parade.
And it was a great parade, a great time by all. You, we sat in the shade. I think we were smart there. I got a little toasty when you made the turn probably west on A Street and then down the Limestone Canyon from 8th to Kirkwood. I bet that was a little toastier than perhaps we
remember. Yes, there were some toasty places. You are correct. I should have worn a big floppy hat.
But Inman was at the review stand. I was seated with my cherubs. You saw the entire parade route. What was your impression of the turnout on Tuesday?
You know, it was larger than I thought it would be, Glass, because I don't know if it's because it's a Tuesday, and then a lot of people take a four-day holiday weekend, and they might leave. I think in sections of the parade route where it might have been really blazing hot, there weren't, you know, three deep crowds, but in a lot of the areas, it was still a pretty packed place. And because we were close to the beginning, when we were finished, we sat on the curb and watched the rest of the parade. So that's always fun to be able to see what is behind us.
It was, and it seemed to be a great turnout. It was at least thick where I was sitting, so I saw plenty of folks hanging out, enjoying it. So a great time was had by all. The MCCSC band was playing. Tell me about the band and how that comes together, because I wasn't really sure what the origin of that was.
It's a band from the school corporation. So it's not one high school or two. It's multiple kids and multiple teachers from multiple schools to create this summertime band for the parade. And I know a lot of people, are disappointed that there aren't more band entries like that. And I would agree because...
Well, and I think the simple reason why you have a conglomerate is because each school has too many kids on summer break, summer vacation, where you can't get them all together.
Exactly. And it's fun to see, you know, the band in the parade. And I believe that was in front of us, so we never really got to see that.
You were trailing their exhaust.
I was, but I did see Dwayne Busick's video of the band on Facebook. So that's
Dwayne's
always there filming everything. Hey, and you know, Glass, I'll talk about the parade as long as you want me to. Before we get any further, or before I forget, I did want to congratulate Tim Mayer making the decision to retire. And you know, a lot of people think, okay, you're not working full time anymore. All you're doing is serving on city council. But when you realize that a city council meets every week, so it's hard to travel if you have to be there every week. And Tim is one of those people who in the 15 on and off years I worked in City Hall, I'm not sure he ever really missed a meeting that he could control. It is tough, and Tim is also one of those people who, you know, there's a lot of events that happen in the community that city council members are invited to, and a lot of folks can't make it because of work schedules or families or other things, but there was Tim. Tim and Sue were always there, so I am so happy for them because they have their sons out and their grandkids out in California. So I think they'll be able to do more of that kind of stuff now. But really, what a loss for city council.
Well, I think you're right. But at some point, Tim is given, and he gets to take a little bit this time. As the paper noted this morning, 55 years of marriage. What a great story. And as we talked about last hour, we hope to have Tim on next week, maybe one more time, or try to get something where we talk to him once a quarter or once a month on just the general state of stuff, because his perspective is very unique. And obviously, he's been around Bloomington through multi periods of growth, probably a period of uncertainty there. And it's just it's interesting. I don't want that information to be put on the shelf, so to speak. So we'll see if Tim wants to keep playing a little bit, and who knows where we'll go from here. Here's what we do know: a month from Sunday, I'm looking at my calendar, and I put the calendar together. Sunday is July 9th. And 1 month from then is August 9th, and that means the MCCSE will be back in session on August 9th. That is 1 month to go. That is a horrifyingly scary small amount of time.
Well, or it's a small amount of time, and it's really, really good for parents who want their kids to go back to school. I don't know.
It depends on which side of the aisle you're on. Now, we know we spoke last week, we had openings that maybe didn't think that were on the horizon, now have opened. Any updates on moving that? I know you haven't had a meeting or anything else, but obviously interviewing candidates, all that's going on, maybe not on the 4th of July, but that's something that needs to go with only a month left, correct?
Oh, exactly. And I saw Chris Scioli at the farmer's market a couple weeks ago. And, you know, and talk about somebody who's busy, it's Chris Scioli and all the facilities management that happens over the summer, because when the schools are closed, that's a time for him to do a lot of stuff. So I think a lot of our staff don't even get much of a break, especially now with all this hiring. And, no, I don't have any updates on anything. I imagine that come July 27th, which I believe is our July meeting,
yes,
we will be approving a number of appointments unless we meet ahead of time in a special session to get some people approved, because we need a North principal and we need several assistant principals. And and now also I can't remember if we talked about this last week. Donnie Carver, who is serving as the principal of Templeton.
Yeah, he's moving.
Yes, he accepted a position in the Hoosier Hills Career Center with Christy McBride, and he's really looking forward to doing some different kinds of things, especially with voc tech education. So there's another principalship open in Templeton. So, yeah, our administrators are really busy. And as we've talked about before, for the principal positions, not only do we use staff and faculty, but also parents who are involved in the schools are also part of those interviewing committees and make recommendations to the superintendent.
July 25th will be the final Tuesday, or the fourth Tuesday in July. I don't want to confuse anybody.
Thank
because
you.
I think we said
no.
A number.
Don't confuse me either. So that's good that I know now. Somebody might want to send me a reminder.
4th, 11th, 18th, 25th. Those are your four Tuesdays in July.
Okay.
So 6 o'clock on the 25th, we'll know the official information about that. But every year, it's not always as many administrative positions. It's not always as many principal positions. But the turnover is usually, this is the time of year where all these positions get filled. This isn't anything new, correct?
Oh, no, it isn't. What's new for us is to have some of our key administrator positions turn over. So now we have Dr. Andrea Mobley as our Director of Human Resources and Operations. So with Andrea being new, she's the one having to coordinate all the hiring for all the other positions. And we do have turnover of teachers. I mean, you know, we're kind of a transient town with a university. You know, people come and go for teaching at IU or for studies at IU. And then a lot of times spouses follow and our teachers. So, yeah, we do have some turnover with teachers every year. And so I'm sure that Andrea is getting a lot of help and assistance from our superintendent and from other folks around. And I know when she was first approved almost a month ago, she was just so excited to get started. So I know that everything's in great hands.
Well, and hopefully she has an extra set of hands or a couple extra sets of hands to help her get to this transition, because school is going to be here before we know it. Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She checks in from the MCCSC and the other big part of your school board meeting coming up at the end of the month on the 25th. When we've got plenty of time to talk about this, but we know when everybody got together for the final school board meeting about the school lunch policy, and the superintendent's going to look at, review, and try to see what, if anything, can be done moving forward. That doesn't have to be done by the next school board meeting. Is that true, Sue? This is going to be hopefully an ongoing revision, trying to streamline it and make it the best possible way to go forward?
Right, because we have the policy. We have a policy. We've always had a policy.
Right, the federal
and
government requires
May,
that.
Right, we amended the policy to include what the federal government requested or requires, that we have a statement about how we will cover school debt. And we pretty much, I mean, we've always covered school debt without using federal funds. We just had to put it in writing. So that was added. That is the policy that we have a lot of people objecting to now because of how children whose families aren't paying, how they're treated. So last meeting, I have to say, to me, this was really democracy in action. A number of people speaking against the policy and wanting to do something more for children who they didn't want to see caught in the middle, which should be a parental transaction in terms of payment for food. The superintendent said, after hearing everything I have, I think I have enough information now that I should go back and review this and modify the policy. Now, in addition to that, she's having a meeting today with people who work with food insecurity, like Julie Alonzo from the Hoosier Hills Food Bank, Amanda Nicky from Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, other people who spoke who had very specific ideas and suggestions. She's meeting with those folks, and she's asking them to help us, the school corporation, figure out not necessarily the policy. She said the policy is the easy part to write, but it's how do we, as a school corporation, then cover the debt? How do we work with families? What can we do better? So, once again, I think this is why we have such a great school corporation, because we have a superintendent who's willing to listen and then call in the community and say, let's do this together.
And we'll see how this all comes together, but there is no requirement for anything to happen is kind of what I'm getting at, right? This could be a fluid situation where at the next meeting, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. Please don't, you in Radio Land listening, don't take this out of context, but the next meeting they could say, well, I'm not comfortable. I have all the information yet, so we shouldn't expect perhaps a new deal coming just yet, right? That is a possibility
that's exactly
happening.
That's exactly correct. We could do it in July. We can do it 6 months from now. Since we have a policy in place, she is talking about, and I think people in the community were talking about, let's find a way to modify that. But you're right. There isn't a reason that we have to do it. I think people would like to see it before school begins, but there's no requirement for us to do that.
Sue Wanzer is our guest this morning. She is a school board member with the MCCSC and joins us every Thursday morning just after 8:05 to talk local education issues. What else do we have to know here in the summertime, Sue? Anything happened at the State House that is affecting us? It seems to be pretty quiet up there. We saw where Tim Mayer is retiring from local government. Luke Kenley seems to be, he looks like he is going to be done at the state level as well. Is that anything?
Really?
Yeah, you didn't see that headline?
No.
Oh, I promise.
When was it in the paper?
If it's not in the paper, it's on the internet. That's another thing that we've got to remember.
I got to check my interwebs better.
Well, let me see if I favorited that, because that was the big story. I tell you what, go to our Facebook page, WGCL Radio. That's where I'm going right now.
I sure will.
And then the Tim Mayer story that I put up yesterday should have in the comments section the Luke Kenley article linked to that. I'm putting it up right. I'm bringing it up right now to see if that is the case. I thought that's how I did it yesterday. So if you follow us on Facebook, which I know you do,
I like to check the WGCL Facebook.
Like us.
I can check. I do.
I know you do like us, but I'm trying to see if I did do that, or maybe I was dreaming about
everyone
that.
Everyone should like.
Oh, and I also put up the MCCSC little poster there. The open house schedules, kindergarten meet the teacher times, and all school open house dates are now at WGCL. I'm sorry, mccse.edu/open house. 5 weeks until school starts. That's up there. Holy moly, that's just a reminder where you can get all your information if you click on all of that. I'm scrolling. There's the Tim Mayer article, and there it is. WTHR.com, State Senator Luke Kenley is retiring after 25 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He broke the news Twitter Wednesday afternoon, so maybe I should have done this a little bit earlier in the program today. I didn't get in here. I got all worked up and did
you
it.
Think, Kenley. You think- Kenley, is Wednesday the day to announce your retirement or something?
Well,
that's what
the
it
day after
like.
The
Yesterday
holiday.
Everything.
That's when you meet with family and have the powwow and have a light some sparklers. Who knows? Maybe the explosions help sort it out. Kenley
maybe.
Said in the statement, "It's been my privilege to serve the people of Senate District 20 at the State House for the last 25 years. I've been honored to join with so many outstanding legislators as we have worked to move Indiana forward. During my final session, we achieved two major goals, passing another strong, balanced budget and developing a long-term road funding plan for Indiana. It's now time for others to have the opportunity to serve Hamilton County and our great state." He was a 15-year Noblesville City Court judge and was 2.5 years in the United States Army before all of that. He's one of the most powerful lawmakers in the state, Sue, as you well know, and we'll see what moves in his place.
Yeah, this will be really interesting what that opens up and who it brings along.
Well,
so
who it
that's
brings,
always exciting.
Who it brings along at the state level is a little bit more interesting because obviously in that district he'll be replaced by someone very very similar to him. But how the state leadership reconfigures will be interesting as well. All right, and I'm glad I broke that news for you. Boy, I did a bad job. I should have done that last hour. I was too wrapped up in local radio, Sue. Local radio, that's what drives us. Local school board, local everything
I know.
Else.
That's why we love. That's why we love you and WGCL.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
we can get
that.
Local stuff.
MCCSE.edu. If you're a new parent, if you're new to the district, you want to know your information, when are the open houses, meet the teachers, all that stuff you can find. Again, and we have that on our Facebook page. You just click on it, and you'll be right there. Great job as always, Sue. We'll get caught up next week and see what's happening.
Okie doke.
Next Thursday morning.
Thank you, Glass.